This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel's military intensified its bombing of southern Gaza overnight with one of the deadliest days for Palestinians since the conflict began, as world leaders called for a halt to fighting to allow aid into Gaza. Israel's military says its jets struck Syrian army infrastructure and mortar launchers in response to rockets launched from Iran ally Syria. However, comments by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres have dominated the news from the conflict. Israel is calling for his resignation after voicing concern about what he called clear violations of international humanitarian law in the Gaza Strip.
It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation. They have seen their land steadily devoured by settlements and plagued by violence, their economy stifled, their people displaced, and their homes demolished. Their hopes for a political solution to their plight have been vanishing.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that without immediate deliveries of fuel, it will cut back sharply relief operations. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil with that.
The territory has been blockaded and hit by devastating Israeli airstrikes since Hamas militants launched an attack on Israel more than 2 weeks ago. The warning came as hospitals in Gaza struggled to treat masses of wounded with dwindling resources. Health officials in the Hamas-ruled territory also said the death toll was soaring as Israeli jets continued striking the territory overnight into Wednesday. The Israeli military said its strikes hit Hamas targets. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Russia's parliament completed the passage of a law on Wednesday that withdraws Moscow's ratification of the global treaty banning nuclear weapons tests. The upper house, the Federation Council, approved the law 156 votes to zero. Dozens of U.S. states on Tuesday filed lawsuits against Meta Platforms and its Instagram unit. Reuters' Diane Toe reports the lawsuits are accusing them of fueling a youth mental health crisis by intentionally making their social media platforms addictive.
Much of the lawsuit stems from a whistleblower's release of documents in 2021 that show the company knew Instagram, which began as a photo sharing app, was addictive. And it points to research that has linked children's use of Meta social media platforms with depression, anxiety, insomnia, interference with education and daily life, and many other negative outcomes. Meta said in a statement it was disappointed that the states chose to sue, quote, instead of working productively with companies across the industry to create clear, age-appropriate standards for the many apps teens use. Eight other U.S. states and Washington, D.C. filed similar lawsuits against Meta in other courts on Tuesday.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe, who says in total, 42 jurisdictions are taking action against the California-based company. Actor Richard Roundtree is dead at the age of 81. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports his performance in the movie Shaft was a groundbreaking and turning point moment for actors of color.
Is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man.
He was the trailblazing black actor who starred as private detective Shaft. Roundtree's longtime manager, Patrick McMinn, says the actor had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died at his home in Los Angeles on Tuesday. In a 2000 interview, Roundtree said when the original Shaft first came out, his head got a little big.
I stopped using toilet paper for a while. That's how full of myself I was for a little while there. It was very short-lived.
Roundtree's manager says Richard's work and career served as a turning point for African-American leading men. He says the impact he had on the industry cannot be overstated. I'm Donna Water.
Nigeria's Supreme Court will rule on Thursday whether to uphold President Bola Tinubu's disputed February election, according to a notice on the court's website. From Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA